Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. With us, Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Well, Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan delivered her State of the City message last night. It was interrupted by protesters having to do with the Dante Ivey case. Explain.
Yes. Ordinarily, the State of the City address is a chance for the mayor to talk about accomplishments and aspirations for the future. But the protesters who crowded the rotunda of City Hall shouted and sang over Mayor Kathy Sheehan's address. They were demonstrating, of course, for the incident you mentioned involving 39-year-old Dante Ivey, and that was back on April 2nd when he was confronted by police officers, ended up being tasered, and then died at the scene. They were protesting for about 20 minutes. They invoked the theme of Black Lives Matter, and they chanted, "No justice, no peace," and they urged the mayor to fire the police officers involved and even fire the police chief. The mayor responded by talking about the city's efforts to highlight police reforms and updated training and said those are well underway. And she urged the people to work with the city to make the changes and to support the city. She again called it tragic and voiced unqualified support for Police Chief Brendan Cox and other police brass. She said no one wants to see someone lose their life, and she was empathetic towards the crowd and then went on to finish her speech.
From there to Albany City School District's new acting superintendent, Kimberly Young Wilkins, that also had some controversy surrounding the leaving of the former superintendent.
Yes, it was a call for unity on Monday from the new acting superintendent of the Albany City Schools. Kimberly Young Wilkins, who is a veteran teacher and administrator in the Albany City School District, was tapped after the abrupt resignation last week of Superintendent Marguerite Vanden Wingard. The new superintendent, acting superintendent, says that they must find ways to move forward despite the differing points of view in the school district. She met with the news media and said that there are more than 9,500 young people in the school district that are turning to the district for leadership and support, and that everybody needed to get behind that effort. She sat next to the school board president, Kenny Bruce, who said that Wilkins will likely be formally named the interim superintendent in the coming weeks as the district decides what to do about that top education position. Of course, they really have a veteran here. She's been in the district for more than 25 years. She's worked in adult education and as a principal most recently at the Myers Middle School since it opened back in 2005. Outgoing Superintendent Vanden Wingard leaves at a critical time because just next week the voters will decide whether the district should spend $180 million to renovate Albany High School.
We've been talking with Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. For more, head to timesunion.com. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, David.